It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 11th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There are so-called black boxes on airplanes. Well, it turns out many newish cars have something similar, devices that collect data that can help determine what happened in an accident. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is pushing for all new cars and light trucks to have these devices. The last chance for the public to comment on these new rules is today, and privacy activists are among those raising concerns. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
Everybody calls it a black box, but its official name is Event Data Recorder, or EDR for short, and about 90% of cars already have one. Jim Harris is a traffic accident expert. He says that proposed regulation has specific requirements. The EDR is running all the time, but it's only required to keep 5 seconds of data before a crash. And
how fast it's going, steering wheel angle, accelerator pedal position, brake application, things of this nature as far as driver input.
Harris says EDRs don't track location because it's only interested in determining what happened in a crash.
We understand the value of EDRs in general, but we think that the agency needs to do a better job of protecting car owner privacy.
Nate Cardozo is a lawyer with Electronic Frontier Foundation, a civil liberties group. He says the proposed regulations have requirements, but not restrictions.
It's not required that they track location. It's not required that they record video, but it's also not prohibited. There's nothing to prevent an EDR from recording 5 minutes or 5 months of data before a crash.
Cardozo says that the information could be used against drivers. Could the police access it without a warrant? And what about insurance companies?
So the scenarios that we see are insurance companies using this data to set rates based on what they think the EDR shows about your driving habits.
Cardozo says some insurance policies already require access to EDR data, although several states have made it illegal. Russ Rader at the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety says car makers rely on the data to develop new safety features.
We need flexibility in a rule that can accommodate safety technologies in the future that perhaps we can't even imagine.
Cardozo, the civil liberties lawyer, says that if automakers need that data, the law should require them to disclose it to consumers. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to more than 6,000 technology companies at powerofideas.org.
They used to attach electrodes to people's fingers to gauge reaction to TV commercials. Now Microsoft's Bing search division and Fox News are teaming up to use social media to get instant reaction to the president's State of the Union speech tomorrow night. Real time, every 5 seconds through online voting. Bing Pulse, it's called. CNN has a similar audience reaction system via Facebook. And a while back, there was an online petition asking the White House to build a Star Wars-style Death Star. The Obama administration wasn't interested. Now, according to Popular Science, there's a campaign on the crowdfunding site Kickstarter to raise money for, again, with the Death Star. $336,000 has been pledged so far. Why, you ask? In light of ongoing threats, it says. Advocates want the project to be open source so all can learn from it. The goal is $31 million for blueprints plus, quote, enough chicken wire to protect the exhaust ports. There's little chance of reaching that goal or the $850 quadrillion they're asking for a working model. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.